Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the world-famous Jiggy Jaguar radio program, broadcasting live from Hutchinson, Kansas. Call Jiggy right now, 267-22-JIGGY. Presenting Jiggy Jaguar.
Welcome to the world-famous Jiggy Jaguar Show, coast-to-coast and border-to-border, all over the World Wide Web and on 50-plus stations throughout the U.S. and Canada. We've got a great guest on the line. We're going to go ahead and go to her here in a few moments, but if you want to get more information on what we're up to, you can get that over at JiggyJaguar.com. That's JiggyJaguar.com. Beverly, how are you? Are you there, my friend?
I am here. How does this sound to you? Can you hear me clear?
Perfect. Perfect. We're live as live can get, and you sound perfect, my friend. Now,
sounds good to me.
Beverly,
let's rock it.
let's talk a little bit about your latest project. You are just an amazing, amazing individual. By the way, the website is beverlygolden.com. Tell us about the website, and then we'll talk a little bit about your project here.
Sure. I mean, basically my website is everything I've been doing out in the world, from writing on the Huffington Post or Intent blog, other radio shows that I've done, little bit about my latest project, what happens to be my book. So, you know, there's like snippets of everything there, and it kind of reveals who I am and what I do out in the world.
Now, this book is absolutely amazing, Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie. I love that title. How'd you come up with the title?
Well, I mean, the interesting thing, I have a whole first chapter in my book about the original title was something totally different, and somehow this title, Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie, just streamed through me, and I went, you know what, I kind of like that. And then, of course, I got feedback from people who went, I don't really remember you as being a hippie, though, so what's that about? So, you know, that's a topic that's worth talking about. I mean, hippie for a lot of people was this very specific lifestyle back then. For me, it was this very interesting value system. And I see the value system very alive and well today. So what all those things that were happening back in the 60s, counterculture, revolutionary, are part of this kind of common conversation we have now, whether it be world peace, whether it be music, whether it be art, whether it be community or organic living. So those were the things, the seeds were planted back during the hippie days. And, of course, like I said, they've just kind of grown, and you hear about it every day in the common conversation. It's not considered so revolutionary anymore.
Beverly Golden with us today here on the big broadcast. The new book is Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie. What inspired you to write this book?
You know, in some ways, I had been on a interesting holiday. I was in Sedona, Arizona, talking to a lady in a swimming pool, and she's telling me she's an artist, but she told me she had just gone to this book writing retreat, and my ears perked up, and she said, everybody who went to the retreat wrote a book in 8 days, and of course, my ears perked up even more. I went, how is that possible to write a book in 8 days? She goes, you know what? Every single person wrote a book. So she left me with that. I did some research. I decided almost immediately, wow, I want to see if I can write a book. Because throughout my life, I've written shorter pieces, you know, articles or song lyrics, et cetera, from the music industry days. And I thought, that's an interesting idea. I want to write a book. So then the fun began. That's when the fun began. And I did. I went to this writing retreat. I actually have a whole chapter in the book because people still say it's virtually impossible to write a book in a week. And, you know, this person's now doing these write a book in a weekend. So it's an interesting process. I definitely birthed all the stories in the book. And from there is, you know, it just got embellished. It was very, very satisfying to come out of something like that and have the stories that would form, you know, the nucleus of the book.
It is Beverly Golden. She's with us today here on the program. The new book is Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie. Summarize your book in just a few sentences for us.
Well, you know, so one of the things I've done a lot in my life, I don't know if I'll have a few sentences, but I've written the book in a rather unconventional style, apparently, that nobody's ever done before. And this was something that came really clearly to me, to write it in an interview fashion. it's anecdotal stories of my life, both in the music industry. I spent a lot of time in the music industry back in the 70s, kind of rubbing shoulders with famous and not so famous people, you know, everybody wanting to make it. It was an interesting time in the music business. And then I've had a lot of health issues in my life, so a lot of those stories came out. So I'm doing this interview in my book. I am telling my life stories in no particular order, so it doesn't go chronologically. And the interesting part now is the people who are reading it, I had a lot of people who say, that's not a possible format. We don't think you should do it that way. The first thing people say is, love the format. I feel like I'm in a conversation with you. So it's basically a conversation about times in my life that somehow resonate with people, because obviously healthcare and health issues are always prominent in people, whether it's personal, someone in your family. And, you know, this time period in the 60s and 70s is very, very fascinating to people. It still resonates. You know, we had the Beatles. We had musical revolutions. We had very big cultural revolutions. I just noticed Marilyn Monroe is the spokesperson for Chanel No. 5. So this period is very fascinating to people. I think we're smack dab in the middle of a nostalgia for that period in time. So I cover a lot of that territory just through my own personal stories and the people I've interacted with.
It is Beverly Golden with us today here on the Big Broadcast. You can get more information on her book on Amazon. It is an amazing, amazing read. What is the overall theme of the book?
You know, I've been told I give people hope. There's a lot of times in my life where I have been told, no, that's impossible. That's not really possible. You can't do that, especially in relation to health issues. And I think the word impossible is somewhat challenging for me. So I take it as a challenge, not challenging to, you know, to take it as a challenge. And I go, let's see what's possible. So I'd say the health aspect, I'd say the nostalgia aspect, the music business. My daughter had a television series that was fairly well known around the world, so we had some wild and wonderful adventures. And then, of course, I'm very much into astrology and metaphysics, so a lot of references to that in the book. It's kind of a cornucopia, I'll say, of what all of us have. You know, all of us have lives that are colored by different lenses that we look through. Spend a lot of time in the music industry, so definitely some stories from that period of time. So a couple of sentence summary is a bit challenging. It's just, you know, inviting people into a conversation. And I think individually everybody will take something slightly that, you know, is their thing from the read.
We've got Beverly Golden joining us today here on the program. You can get more information on her incredible book, Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie, on Amazon. Why do you think that this book will appeal to readers?
You know, it's interesting. A lot of people would say, oh, this is a book for boomers. And I think what I'm finding is I have people in their 20s. I have people who, once I start talking to them about hippie values, they go, wow, I'm a hippie. You know, so we're talking about very young people who didn't live during that era, but they totally resonate with the values. So I think the things that I'm talking about are human. You know, we're all human. We all deal with issues in our lives, whether for me, the loss of my father at a very young age, and I have a very old mother now, like she's elderly as far as years, but she's as spry and her memory is incredible. It's really just to show people, I think, for me, it was like, let me share these stories. I even share a picture in my book of me when I was so ill that pretty much nobody thought I was going to make it, and yet here I am 12 years later. When, you know, then I weighed 89 pounds and I looked like a skeleton, and I just, it was about, I think, for me, it's this incredible human spirit that we all have, and we all have this ability in every moment to make a choice, right, and to not stay complacent and not succumb to what somebody out there tells us is possible for us. So that's what I'm hearing from people is what they get. It's like they're part of the conversation, and it inspires people to look at their own life maybe a little bit differently and say, what's possible for me?
It's a great guest with us today here on Writer's Wednesday, Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie. Beverly Golden joins us here on the program. That is a tremendous book. How is your book relevant in today's society, Beverly?
You know, this is one of the things we were talking about. I really see these values, like, honestly, back in those days, it was just considered counterculture. It was so revolutionary times. It was the birth of the peace movement. There was just so many things that happened back then that, like, right now I see coming a little bit into fruition, and, like, people are embracing these more. And like I said, I hear them in the everyday conversation. You know, if you think of the Beatles who went to the East and they brought back, you know, the ideals of the Maharishi, and meditation started to become part of our culture. Well, if you look today, meditation, you know, they're doing research now that if we actually included meditation for children in school, we could change the outcome of the next generation to be a more peaceful generation. That's really exciting. And, you know, I mean, of course, I grew up in that time, so I see that all of these things now that we're working toward and more, you know, part of what we see out in the world as being in a very exciting time. So I think people have, you know, it was interesting over a week ago when it was the 50th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's death, and it brought back so many memories for me. And I think for a lot of people around the world, I saw there was this incredible sadness. And there's something about that era in our time that resonates for people, whether you grew up then or not. There's a real fascination. So this is, you know, this is what I see. I didn't necessarily write it intentionally. It just happens to be we're smack dab in the middle of this kind of nostalgia. And, you know, when I look at the message, like I said, of John Lennon, or you look at the message of Martin Luther King, these are all still alive and very present, and things we're working towards as a planet and as, you know, as a human species.
It is Beverly Golden with us today here on the broadcast. Is there a particular chapter you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, you know, I mean, the one I think that really touches people a lot, it's a chapter that's called Return from the Living Dead. And I had quite a health crisis at that point in time, and no matter what I did, nothing was working. So I spontaneously flew to a clinic in Germany that I had heard about that was doing alternative as well as conventional. You know, they had conventional doctors. And little did I know at that time, but my family was sending me off, and they were not sure they'd ever see me alive again. That's how critical I was. And I don't know if I was, you know, oblivious or not realizing how critical my situation was. It was a really rough time in my life. The doctors there actually said to me, there's very little hope for healing, so we suggest you pray. So it was a tough, tough time. And when I got there, you know, and I share this, and this was the chapter I share this picture of me at 89 pounds, I looked in the mirror, James, and I actually said, what happened to my body? It was a very scary time, and I have had health issues in my life, and I've always rebounded rather quickly. This was about to be a much, much different journey to return to health. So this is where this chapter that I share, a lot of people say, this really gives me hope in what is possible when you enact, the human spirit becomes involved, and what you see is your own vision for yourself, what you see is possible. It doesn't matter what people out there tell you. So that's a fairly touching chapter. And then, like, you know, I'm very vulnerable in the book, and there were moments where I said, why am I revealing these stories? Because, you know, we're all young and naive, and I span all the decades of my life. So there's very funny stories in about the day I got married. We got married by a rabbi who literally had flown to Vegas and married two mina birds, and that was a huge conversation for everyone. So, yeah, there's a lot of funny stories, and then there's a lot of, I think, touching stories. And it's challenging when you write about your own life, for sure, and I know people probably that's maybe why they don't want to revisit some of these periods in their life that still are very alive. They still stay really alive, I would say.
We've got Beverly Golden joining us today here on the big broadcast. This is a great book. It's available on Amazon right now. It's the brand new book, Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie, and she's joining us today here on Writers Wednesday talking about this great book. What makes your book different than others like it?
I think really I'm not preaching. I don't have any, you know, number 1 to 10, here's your takeaway, and I know a lot of people say that's really important. I trust the individual. So I believe, first of all, the format is I've now been told nobody's ever written a memoir this way. So that's cool. I like to be the first. And I think, you know, the fact that it's very conversational, and what I'm gathering is people feel they're part of the conversation. They could be the interviewer as easily as the person that I have is the interviewer. So I know that the book, first of all, the format, and I think the fact that I'm really vulnerable and open in this, and I just trust the reader will take away what is significant for them. And that's, you know, partially what I see myself as is a messenger of possibility. That's what I call myself. You know, don't shoot the messenger. I'm the messenger of possibility. And I feel that we all have this innate, you know, I very much go with intuition. I do what guides me a lot, regardless of what anyone's saying. And if there's something to take away from my stories and see where I've come from and where I am now, I think that would be so awesome for me. And that's the people who know me or the people who've read the book say, yeah, it really was inspiring to see how you stuck with your own inner guidance and you just went for it, regardless of who agreed and who did not agree with what you were doing.
Beverly Golden joins us today here on the program. Thanks for being with us, Beverly. It's definitely been an amazing talk about your book. You can check it out on Amazon. Is there a website or anything we can direct people to?
Sure. If you go to my website, there's a book page, and then there's links to not only Amazon, but if you live in Canada, the Chapters and the Barnes & Noble. So the book's basically available everywhere. Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie on my website, beverlygolden.com.
Well, thank you, Beverly. Have yourself a wonderful day. Appreciate it.
You too. Appreciate it.
Thank you much.